94.7 WMAS. Hey, it's Kellogg Crew with Kellogg Crew Part 2.
Hello.
Thanks for joining us, Unidentified Flying DJs. No, actually, today is Unidentified Flying Object Day.
Yep.
National UFO Day is today, and I was reading a news article the other day, too. A lot of pilots recently been seeing UFOs in the sky, trying to figure out what they are. Also, somebody asking the president, President Trump, about whether UFOs exist, because I guess they're given briefings, which is awesome. That's why I'd want to be president.
Right.
Just to know if there's UFOs.
Just the briefings.
What's it, Area 51?
Or 52 or 53. Who knows?
Ooh.
Trying to throw you off the scent.
That's right.
I always look at Area 49, because that's where I think the real action is.
Hey, really? That's a hotel along the highway, right?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, very important.
Unidentified things here happen there all the time.
Yeah. So, Dina, what do you think? UFOs, they exist or not?
Why not? I mean, I think there's so much in this world and outside of this world that we have yet to discover. And just because it's not something that, you know, we can easily... you know, label
Park,
doesn't mean that it doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say sure, why not?
So you got a sure, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I say they exist. Again, if I'd want to be president to find, like, to actually see one, that would be kind of cool, because I'm into these shows like Ancient Aliens. Have you seen this?
Oh,
I forget what channel it's
seen
on.
Those things.
But what I think is really cool is, like, back in the olden days with hieroglyphics and stuff, they always had images of UFO-like spacecrafts in photos around the world. So people that may not have talked to each other still had these like in their super awesome rock drawings.
Right.
And it could be something explainable eventually, but at this point in time, it's unidentified.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Hence the name UFO.
Go ahead.
I mean, especially in the ancient times, though, like they really had no idea what was going on up in the sky.
Yeah.
Like you really did not know. Just seeing the moon every night would be like, what is this thing doing all the time?
Right.
Like you really had no idea. So, I mean, just seeing something fly across the sky could have been a shooting star. You know, you kind of make an idea. You think, that's something.
Yeah.
But you don't know.
Maybe there was somebody back in prehistoric times that said, you know, slow down. We got to wait for the guys in North Carolina. The Wright brothers. They're going to get this flying thing started.
Right.
Everybody else has to wait.
Spaceships.
Exactly. You start off with airplanes.
Lopez, I'm assuming you're a believer.
I mean, there are unidentified flying objects. Now, whether they are alien, from another planet, I don't know. But, I mean, pilots do see all sorts of things. I mean, they released, a thing like, last week some audio and stuff from pilots.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, we don't know what this is. We're seeing this thing. It's on the radar. That sort of stuff happens, but... there's a lot of unexplained stuff, so it could be something from another planet, or it could just be something popping up on the radar.
But thousands and thousands of sightings, and one hasn't crashed. I think it was in the 60s they had that black and white video of an alien autopsy.
Yeah,
a lot of people said it was fake. even if a UFO landed in your backyard, people still wouldn't buy it. Like, you put it on YouTube, Instagram, people are like, oh, I don't buy it, it's so fake. Well, the alien's having breakfast with me.
Right.
Okay. Okay, but it's still fake, apparently. No one, who would believe it?
Well, I mean, it could verify it. I'm sure the government would want to know if you think you had it.
Well, even if they verified it, though, they'd keep it a secret and nobody would know.
You're still part
of a hoax.
You wouldn't be around to talk about it.
Right.
That's what happens to these people. They're not around to talk about it. I thought I saw one the other day, and what it was actually it was an airplane coming in and out of the clouds. It was like the reflection of the airplane in the sun, and it went in and out of the clouds. So I'd see it for a few seconds, and then it would disappear, and I'd see it again.
Gotcha.
And I'm hoping it was an airplane that disappeared
in
between the clouds.
We just so badly always want an explanation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we always want an answer to something.
Well, once Lopez gets to the control and is able to launch the Basketball Hall of Fame, the big dome spaceship.
Is that what they're building up there?
Unidentified.
We didn't tell you, but the spaceship has landed
right
on a radio station.
I mean, it's a tough call. I figure a lot of people say this, you know, if there were, you know, some sort of creatures from another planet and they were able to fly around like that, they'd probably make it pretty easily known to us. It wouldn't be that hard if they're smart enough to do that, because traveling through space ain't easy.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, as far as we know.
Well, if they figured out an easy way to do it, they could definitely let us know, and they probably would notice that we're not doing it.
Yeah.
So either they're ignoring us, being like, they are not intergalactic yet, or there's nothing there.
Well,
I mean,
you could believe, too, that, like, we are aliens. Like, maybe a few of us got dropped off here. You know, we're talking about populating Mars, you know? Maybe somebody dropped us off here. They left, and they haven't come back yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, our parents, maybe we're the aliens. We're the aliens on this planet.
Well, I mean, that's the
idea. We were dropped off here.
Well, because we were essentially made from stuff from space anyway. So, I mean, it depends on your definition.
No, literally
of
dropped
aliens.
Off. Like, get out of the ship, kids. Right. We're going back to our universe.
There you go.
We're going to turn the ship around. You guys aren't behaving.
And what if we're their space junk, Lopez? What if we were made of their space junk?
What?
Like, this is just the leftovers. Like, we're the Bondi's Island of the universe. Wait, that could very well be the case, too.
Oh, so some we're other like, form of creature wanted to get rid of, like, some parasite, and that became humans
like,
on
well,
Earth.
We messed this batch up. Let's just dump it on this planet.
Yeah.
That's entirely possible. I would believe that we are, like, a parasite that they got rid of or some sort of disease, and they said, let's throw it on this planet, keep it away.
Or we were good to start, and now we're killing the planet.
Well, yeah.
And now we are the disease.
Exactly.
Boy, did this go positive
so deep.
Fastly.
Yeah. Yes.
All right, well, let us know your comments if you believe in UFOs. Let us know on our Facebook page.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we love hearing from you.
That would be awesome. Or if you are a alien and you would like to respond.
Oh, yeah, if you're from another planet, that'd be good to know.
Let us know.
I'd
if like you could chat. Please learn like English, but it would be best for us.
Maybe you can't let us know because maybe the government is after you, you know, because the Men in Black might be looking for you. So if you are trying to keep a low profile because you are from another planet, we totally understand. We won't hold that against you.
Again, I've always had this question, too. If we saw a UFO come to Earth, mm-hmm. Should we blow it out of the sky?
No.
Or should we let it land?
You want to find out there's what they're
two
there
thoughts
for?
Of, there, no, there,
no there's not two thoughts.
Yes,
there's
there is.
A thought of
there's
people
thought
who want to kill.
Them coming and eating us.
That's true.
Like
why
in,
would you, why
in
would
the movies. Or, hey, how you doing? Let's catch up.
Do you think, all right, let's say.
Safety first.
Let's say so someone comes to visit us here at the Basketball Hall of Fame. Are you thinking that they're coming to eat us?
I don't know. Maybe
well,
we should consider.
Is that your first thought?
When people knock on my front door, that's my first thought. I'm not answering that. I don't know who those people
They've
are.
They've come to eat you?
You never know.
You
or
never
sell
know.
Me magazines. I don't know.
Well, maybe the people from other planets just want to sell us a magazine.
So either way, it's not good.
The only problem, though, is if you knock down one, the others would be upset. That's my only worry, because I'd be worried that they come and eat us. So that's a big question. Do you allow them to land and let them come on out? Look like predators, or do you just take them out?
You got to talk to them to find out what they want. And then if they do want to eat us, then we figure something out from there.
No movie
but you don't
has
just
ever ended that
kill.
Way.
Yeah, sure, they have.
No.
Plenty of them.
Mm. Invasion of the Body
How
Snatchers.
How are these movies based on anything true?
Movies are real.
Day, life,
I'm glad that
alien.
He didn't kill Superman when he just landed.
Close Encounters
planet.
Was based on a real story, loosely. Very, very loosely. But I'm sure it was real somewhere.
Don't think so.
But maybe they're in another dimension and we just can't see them.
That's also possible.
That's what I think.
They're running parallel to us, maybe?
Yeah.
They're right here.
Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
Here.
Mm-hmm. I think we could be aliens, too. We don't know. I don't know.
Are to someone
Depends
else.
On what you
believe.
Yeah,
we are
someone.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. You ever like look at your hands and look how weird they would be? Like, look at your hands and pretend like it's the first time you've ever seen them.
Okay.
Pretty weird.
Oh, my gosh. What are these things?
Pretty weird.
Where did they come from? They're attached to me.
Look
How
at
do
that.
I get them off? How do
it's
I get them
weird.
Off? Dina, take it off. Get it off. Get it off.
I'm not touching those things. I look at my hands, and it's weird because they look so tiny because now I compare them to my kids' hands, mm-hmm. whose are now bigger than mine. So now
Quinn,
mine look alien.
Quinn has been dropped off by a spaceship. He is a tall boy.
Pretty sure.
He is a very, very...
Still trying to figure out which planet he
tall
comes
boy.
From.
Tall boy. Yeah. Oh, are aliens supposed to be shorter than us or not? I think in the movies
taller.
I thought they'd be shorter.
It could
That's
be anything.
ET.
It's just movies.
Or big-headed. They all have big heads and big eyes.
They
like
generally
they can
think
see
that.
Better.
That's an idea of evolution, though, so
right.
who knows what they would
so
look
I
like.
I think we were the rejects. They were like, something's not right with this batch. Let's just get rid of it.
What was that movie that they were like tentacle-type creatures that she tried to talk to them? That was,
I don't know.
I can't remember what the name is. It was a
really
good
movie,
too.
Well, we're going to stay here until somebody comments about it. On the WMAN's Facebook page.
The one where she tried to figure out how to have a conversation with them. She kept trying to figure out the conversation the whole time.
Mm-hmm,
that was a really good one, too, and I liked it. And I can't remember what it was.
How about E.T.? I mean, maybe they ride bicycles? Near
That's
the
true.
Moonlight, you just don't know. But what aliens always have bigger eyes. They have bigger heads. They have thin bodies, right? Usually
and long thin arms,
long fingers.
Yep.
Maybe they're invisible. Maybe there are invisible aliens among us.
Maybe they're so thin they're standing sideways and we can't see them.
Yeah, huh?
I'm looking up the movie. I'm trying to see if I can.
This
figure
is really going
to
bother
out.
You, isn't it?
Somebody
Arrival.
What?
Arrival.
I don't think I saw that one.
Oh, that's those big ships that hover over. Yeah, that's a recent movie. Pretty
fairly,
recent.
Yeah, it's fairly recent.
Yeah, and they go up in it. And they go up in the ship and they fly around. And
she tries to talk to him the whole time. She's trying to communicate with him the whole time.
Yeah, that's the movie.
That's like the whole movie is her
you
trying to figure
You should have just asked me. I would have told you what movie
I just
was.
Did. That's a good one.
Oh, you want another one? Go see Life with Ryan Reynolds and Jake Gyllenhaal. That's a good one.
Life?
Life.
Oh, I don't know that
one. Yeah.
Right,
and I was like screaming at them at the end of the movie. I won't tell you what happens, but I was screaming like, don't, why are you so stupid? Like, don't do that. And then you're like, oh yeah, there's going to be a life too.
And there's people that swear that they get sucked up by aliens in their alien spaceship. They're like operated on.
They might have.
And then dropped off again.
We don't know.
It sounds like an outpatient procedures they're doing.
Gotcha.
They take you for a little while.
Right.
And you don't remember much until later.
I saw V. I think I know that happens. That happens.
V.
Remember
V? Was that a TV show?
Oh my God, that was a good TV show. I love that show.
Twice. Once in the 80s and then once again like in the early 2000s,
I think. But in the 80s, it went by so quick. I don't think there were many episodes of V. But it was a good show. I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah. I never saw it.
I was afraid of being abducted after watching that show.
You'll probably never see it because I don't think it's anywhere to be found. I don't even think the company that produced it have copies of the show V.
I think Chris doesn't want to hear about aliens and UFOs anymore. Chris says, talk about the new Toy Story 4. Did anyone see it?
That's kind of alien,
$118
too.
$118 million.
Yeah, none of us saw it, I don't think.
See, I'm so scarred from Toy Story 3 that
I can't afford the movie theater.
Not really ready for that.
And why don't you just tell us you're bored with what we're talking about?
We told you guys to give us suggestions.
Instead of trying to change the topic. Yeah. But hey, it's nice that you're on Facebook Live.
There you go. I would love to do movie reviews, but yeah. I don't think we're getting the money for that. Is that it?
That's it.
I don't know. I'm really agree.
Apparently, we just agree on that one. Done.
I don't know. My self-esteem has been bashed because no one likes the UFO talk. So have yourself a great, great day. If you see any UFOs, definitely hit us up on Facebook.
Hey, there's UFOs in Toy Story.
I guess that's how
we can tie it all in, wrap it together. The little aliens.
The green ones that come from the machine.
There we go.
Yeah, and I like that.
The arm that comes down and picks them up and out.
Now it's come around full circle. We made it happen.
Boom. Nice. There we go.
Done. There's nothing more to say. Have yourself a great day. Thanks for listening to us on radio.com, the Kellogg Crew Part 2 podcast, and watching us on Facebook Live. Continue being awesome. We'll see you.
See ya.
Out on Z.